Rise and shine, everyone. It is Saturday morning, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM on your dial. And you are listening to Amy's Kids Show, and it's Saturday, guys, and I am super excited today. We have a very special show lined up for you, and I'm really glad that you're awake, because it is kind of early on Saturday morning. And here at the station, I have a special guest. But first, let me tell you that community support for Amy's Kids Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information about Woodbury Mountain Toys can be found at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us. That's what they say at Woodbury Mountain Toys. I love that. And I'm so glad you're here because I am ready to play. I'm in such a playful mood, and so it's really hard to come in here and play by myself. I mean, I love it. It is really a lot of fun, and I'm so honored to do it every Saturday, but it has been getting a little bit lonely in here. I mean, sometimes I bring the chickens, you know, and they kind of fly around the studio and make noise, and I've even brought kittens in the studio before, and, you know, when we had the cats from outer space last January come visit us, you know, maybe they'll come back again in January. I'm kind of hoping they will. But the cool part is, like, I mean, the not cool part for me is that it's kind of hard to be here alone. I mean, it's nice, but I get a little lonely. I like to have friends, and I like to have friends who can come right up to the microphone here and talk with all of you. I want to share the microphone. I shouldn't just hog it all to myself, right? So I made a new friend this week, and guess what? They agreed to come on the show today. So, anyway, I can't wait to introduce you to her. And we're going to listen to a couple of songs to kind of, you know, get in the mood and get ready for our guest. And maybe while these songs are playing, you can wonder and maybe be curious about what kind of animal is joining us today. I'll give you a little hint. It has to do, well, it's the same kind of animal who our story was about last week. Our story about insatiable curiosity. And our friend that we're going to have here today, she is so super curious. I love it. I love it. I love curiosity. I hope you're feeling curious this morning. And we're going to learn a lot more about this animal friend of ours. All right, let's listen to some fun music, and I'll be back in a few. Thanks for joining me.
I saw a big dog.
I saw a big dog.
I saw a bigger dog.
I saw a bigger dog.
I saw the biggest dog of all.
I saw the biggest dog of all.
I saw a tiny bug.
I saw a tiny bug.
I saw a tinier bug.
I saw a tinier bug.
I saw the tiniest bug of all.
I saw the tiniest bug of all.
I saw a small bird.
I saw a small bird.
I saw a smaller bird.
I saw a smaller bird.
I saw the smallest bird of all.
I saw the smallest bird of all.
I ate a good apple.
I ate a good apple.
I ate a better apple.
I ate a better apple.
I ate the best apple of all.
I ate the best apple of all.
I saw a nice play.
I saw a nice play.
I saw a nicer play.
I saw a nicer play.
I saw the nicest play of all.
I saw the nicest play of all.
I wore a warm sweater.
I wore a warm sweater.
I wore a warmer sweater.
I wore a warmer sweater.
I wore the warmest sweater of all.
I wore the warmest sweater of all.
You are an animal. We are all animals. We eat like animals. We sing like animals. We love like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Insects have some pride. They wear their skeletons outside. They can live anywhere. Hot or cold, man, they do not care. With antenna and many eyes, they eat, reproduce, and they die.
Huh. I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
We are all animals.
We are all animals.
We play like animals.
We play like animals.
We dance like animals.
We dance like animals.
We laugh like animals.
We laugh like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Now the fish dig a whole other scene. Their whole world is aquamarine. Some are thin and some are fat. Some of their faces are flat. They take transatlantic trips. And they do strange things with their lips.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
We are all animals.
We are all animals.
We eat like animals.
We eat like animals.
We sing like animals.
We sing like animals.
We love like animals.
Love like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Now the salmons are a wild bunch. They eat each other for lunch. With furrows for the silk. They feed their babies milk. They sing all the latest tunes. And at night they howl at the moon.
They slither about the grass. They like it where the weather is damp. They party deep in the swamp. Smooth and shiny scales, a long tongue and longer tails.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
We are all animals.
We are all animals.
We play like animals.
We play like animals.
We dance like animals.
We dance like animals.
We laugh like animals.
We laugh like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Now the birds do it all with their beaks. They eat and they clean and they speak. They fly way up in the air. And who knows what they do up there? Feathers and rubbery feet. They've got senses that can be beat.
Tweet, tweet. I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
We are all animals.
We are all animals.
We eat like animals.
We eat like animals.
We sing like animals.
We sing like animals.
We love like animals.
We love like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Let's not forget the plants. Plants have so much fun. They don't eat anyone. They just sit around and soak up the sun. In the breeze, dandelions stick to the trees.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
We are all animals.
We are all animals.
We play like animals.
We play like animals.
We dance like animals.
We dance like animals.
We laugh like animals.
We laugh like animals.
I am an animal.
I am an animal.
You are an animal.
You are an animal.
Elephants kiss, elephants kiss. How do elephants kiss? Elephants kiss, elephants kiss. Well, they reach out their trunk to another elephant, and they pucker up their snoozle for to kiss their sweet caboozle. And all the elephants have a smoochie-ooch-a-tack when they hear the elephant's big smack-a-whack. And that's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. That's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. How do stars? starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine. How do starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine?
Well, the motion of the ocean is the starfish potion, and they dance in the sand to the seaweed band. When their feet start to wiggle, they start to giggle, and they feel so fine that they start to shine.
That's how starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine. That's how starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine. How does the moon beam, the moon beam, the moon beam? How does the moon beam, the moon beam, the moon beam?
Well, the day turns to night, and the stars shine bright, and the little sleepy heads get tucked into beds. Their little dreams are so sweet, it seems, that the moon up above just beams with love.
That's how the moon beams, the moon beams, the moon beams. That's how the moon beams, the moon beams, the moon beams. That's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. That's how elephants kiss, elephants kiss, elephants kiss. That's how starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine. That's how starfish shine, starfish shine, starfish shine. That's how the moon beams, the moon beams, the moon beams. That's how the moon beams, the moon beams.
Welcome back, folks. How did you like those songs? I wonder if I got you thinking about who our special guest could possibly be today. And I'm super excited. I wonder if you guessed. She's an elephant. So here's what happened. I made a new friend this week, and her name is Anne the Elephant, and she has just moved to Vermont. And I've asked her to be a guest on our show today. Is this exciting or what, guys? I'm so excited. So I thought that listeners would enjoy learning more about elephants, right? And what's a better way to learn about an elephant than to actually meet one in real life? So Anne is in the studio, and she's sitting here at the microphone next to me. Here, Anne, let me, let's see here. Let's put your mic on. Here we go. Okay. Okay, let's bring you a little closer. I'll bring your stool closer to the microphone so that's easier for you to talk. Okay, Anne, do you want to say hi to the guests? We'll make sure your microphone here is working okay, all right?
Well, hello. Actually, my name is Anne the Elephant, and I'm new here in Vermont. Amy, can they see my pink bow?
Well, no, Anne, actually, the kids can't see you, actually. You see, you're on a radio show right now, and so the kids are only listening to you on their radio.
What's a radio?
I'm not sure, actually. Let me see if I can explain this. Well, the kids at home probably have a machine or a computer where they're listening to the sound, and the sound is coming, well, if it's coming through their radio machine, it's coming from the big antenna that's outside the station. So we have a big antenna outside the station, and it sends out these signals into the air, and they can go only so far, but they can go many, many miles. And if the kids have this special machine with an antenna, the antenna can catch those signals and turn them into sound.
Well, how does that happen?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
Well, I thought grown-ups know everything, especially grown-up humans. Especially if you are on the radio and you don't even know how it works.
Well, grown-ups don't know everything. Grown-ups are still learning all the time. In fact, I learn every day. I learn every minute.
Why?
Oh, because I'm curious. And I can't speak for all grown-ups, but to me, the world is such an amazing, magical place and full of magical people like you, right? And so every day there's something to learn. I'm just so super curious. And maybe that's how come I keep on learning.
Well, actually, the kids can't see my bow. Do they know what I look like at all? Do they know I have a trunk, a tail, I have big ears? Do they know any of that stuff?
Well, yes, I imagine that they know a little bit about what elephants look like.
But how? How do they know? Have they ever met an elephant before?
Well, no. Actually, most of them probably haven't ever met an elephant in real life. We don't have very many elephants here in Vermont. I think you might be one of the first ones.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that is pretty neat. That's why we're so excited to have you here today, you know. But I bet kids have seen pictures of elephants. And maybe they've even watched movies or heard stories about them. In fact, would you like to see a movie that I was just watching over the weekend to learn about elephants myself? It's called Elephant Facts.
Well, actually, I've never seen a movie about elephants before. I'm very curious to see what they say about us.
Well, I bet you are. I bet you are. So, Anne the elephant and I are going to sit here and watch the movie, but you kids at home, you're going to be listening to it on the radio. So you won't get the pictures, but you'll get to hear the information. I think you're going to really like it. Okay, here we go. Elephant facts for kids.
Do you like elephants? Because they're one of my favorite animals. So let's learn about them. Fact number one. Elephants are huge. How huge? Well, they can grow over 13 feet. Now that's tall. And they can weigh up to 15,000 pounds. They're not only huge, I just think they're so beautiful with those big Dumbo ears. They look adorable. Elephants are the largest mammal that lives on land. The only living mammal larger than the elephant is the blue whale, but they live in the ocean. Fact number two. Elephants are known to be very, very smart. They have a very big brain and a great memory. They can remember many things for years. Even though they are so big, they're still gentle and emotional creatures. Fact number three, elephants are mammals. This means that they have hair, they give birth to live young, and when they have their babies, they feed them milk. There are two types of elephants, the African elephant and the Asian elephant. The shape of their head is different, but the easiest way to distinguish them is to look at their big ears. African elephants have much larger ears that sort of look like the continent of Africa, while Asian elephants have smaller, rounder ears. Their large, thin ears help them cool down when it's very hot, kind of like a fan. Fact number five, elephants live in Africa and Asia. While elephants are common in zoos all over the world, they naturally live in Africa and in Asia. Elephants prefer to stay near the water, but they can also be found in savannas, deserts, and forests. Elephants are herbivores. That's a big word. What does it mean? It means that they don't eat meat. They only eat plants. Because an elephant is so large, it needs to eat a lot of plants to get full, right? Elephants can spend up to 16 hours a day collecting and eating food. Food such as leaves, twigs, bamboo, and roots. Can you imagine all that time eating food? Fact number 7. Elephants have long, strong trunks. Have you seen their trunks? They are so long. Their trunks can grow to be about 6 feet long. And their trunk can sense the size, shape, and temperature of anything they touch with it. Elephants use their trunks to help them lift up food or to suck up water and pour it into their mouth. I think they look funny when they do this. Some elephants also have tusks, and they use it to help dig for water. Pretty handy, huh? Fact number 8. Elephants live in herds. Female elephants spend their entire lives living together with other females and calves, or their baby elephants. These family groups are called herds, and the leader of the pack is usually the oldest female. The female leader is known as the matriarch. Male elephants live with the herd until they're about 13 years old. Once they get to this age, they leave the herd and live alone for the rest of their life. Elephants can live up to 70 years old in the wild. Wow, that's old. Fact number 9. Elephants can swim. Yes, I know. They do look way too big to just take a swim in the river. But actually, elephants are really good swimmers. And they use their handy-dandy trunk like a snorkel underwater. It's quite a trick. Fact number 10. Elephants can easily get sunburned. Nope, I'm not kidding. Elephants also get sunburned, which is why they like to be in the shade. They often use their trunks to put sand on their backs. Or like little children, they like to roll in the mud to protect their skin from the sun. Elephants don't need much sleep. I don't know about you, but I love to sleep at least 8 hours per night. But elephants are way more flexible. They only sleep about 4 hours. And they even spend half of their sleep standing up. What? If they want a deep sleep, then they will lay on their side. And they usually snore loudly. Not so different from you and me, are they? It is up to you and me to protect and be kind to these beautiful creatures.
Well, what did you think, Anne? There were some facts about elephants there. That's how I learned a little bit about elephants this weekend. What did you, being an elephant yourself, what did you think about those facts?
Well, actually, they were pretty right about elephants. I really liked at the end when they said we were beautiful, and they said a lot of really nice things. I'm pretty proud to be an elephant now. I even learned a little bit. I didn't know all that stuff.
Wow, you're an elephant yourself and you didn't even know a lot of those things?
Well, yeah, I mean, I cover my head with mud pies like my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather did. And I didn't know why. Now I know it's for the sun protection. Wow, that was really fun. I'm so curious now about all that stuff. I want to know more.
Well, that's partly why I invited you on the show, Anne. I love that about you. You are so curious. Now, why don't we tell the kids, or why don't you tell the kids, why did you come to Vermont in the first place?
Well, actually, I was listening to the radio, and I heard that you, Amy, you here in Vermont on the station, you played a story about my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather. And I thought, wow, I need to meet more people who are curious like me, and maybe we'd get along. So I came to Vermont to meet curious people because I thought if you know about my grandfather and his insatiable curiosity, maybe you'd be interested in learning more, like me.
Yeah, I think we have that in common. I'm pretty sure you and me anyway, Anne, and I'm pretty sure a number of our listeners do too. And so I'm really, really excited that you came. So your great, 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 what did you say?
My great, 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 great grandfather was the elephant with the insatiable curiosity. That's why I have my long trunk.
Is that really the number of greats that take you back to your great, great, great grandfather?
Well, no, actually, my mom says that's enough greats. There are probably a bunch more, because he lived in the middle of the precession of the equinoxes, and I don't really understand, but I think that was a long, 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 well, you know, actually, a long time ago.
Ah, so he was your grandfather, and you came to Vermont to meet curious people. Wow, this is just so great. Isn't this great, guys? I love the serendipity and the magic of the world. I mean, here I am just walking down the street, and I meet, who do I meet? But the actual great-great-great-great-granddaughter of the elephant we learned about last week that we had a story. Well, Anne, I just want to let you know, I have another story this week, and I brought a special story about elephants, and it's actually about how nobody knows everything about elephants, and it's about these blind men and how they are curious about elephants and how they go about learning about them. I thought it's a pretty interesting story. I learned it when I was a little girl, and I have remembered it ever since then. And so I looked it up, and sure enough, there's the story. It's actually a very famous story. Maybe some of the listeners out there have heard it. We're going to give it a try and see what you think, and then we'll come back and find out what you thought. Okay, Anne?
Okay, I'm really interested and curious about the story.
Okay, so why don't you get comfortable, and we'll play the story now. Thanks for joining me, guys. Here we go. The Blind Men and the Elephant.
There were six blind men who grew up in a village in India, and the community kept them safe and shared with them many stories. The men were curious about many of the stories they heard, but they were most curious about elephants. Based on the stories that each of them had heard, they argued about what elephants must be like. The community grew tired of these arguments and arranged for the men to visit the palace, where they were greeted by an old friend from their village who worked as a gardener on the palace grounds. Their friend led them to the courtyard. There stood an elephant. The blind men stepped forward to touch the creature that was the subject of so many arguments. The first blind man reached out and touched the side of the huge animal. "An elephant is smooth and solid like a wall," he declared. "It must be very powerful." The second blind man put his hand on the elephant's limber trunk. "An elephant is like a giant snake," he announced. The third blind man felt the elephant's pointed tusk.
"I was right," he decided. "This creature is as sharp and deadly as a spear."
The fourth blind man touched one of the elephant's four legs.
"What we have here," he said,
is an extremely large cow. The fifth blind man felt the elephant's giant ear.
I believe an elephant is like a huge fan, or maybe a magic carpet that can fly over mountains and treetops, he said.
The sixth blind man gave a tug on the elephant's coarse tail. Why, this is nothing more than a piece of old rope. Dangerous indeed, he scoffed. The gardener led his friends to the shade of a tree. Sit here and rest for the long journey home, he said. I will bring you some water to drink. While they waited, the six blind men talked about the elephant.
An elephant is like a wall, said the first blind man. Surely we can finally agree on that.
A wall? An elephant is a giant snake, answered the second blind man.
It's a spear, I tell you,
insisted the third blind man. I'm certain it's a giant cow, said the fourth blind man.
Magic carpet, there's no doubt,
said the fifth blind man. Don't you see, pleaded the sixth blind man. Someone used a rope to trick us. Their argument continued, and their shouts grew louder and louder.
Wall!
Snake! Spear!
Cow!
Carpet!
Rope! Stop shouting, called a very angry voice. It was the Raja, awakened from his nap by the noisy argument. How can each of you be so certain you are right? Asked the ruler. The six blind men considered the question, and then, knowing the Raja to be a very wise man, they decided to say nothing at all. The elephant is a very large animal, said the Raja kindly. Each man touched only one part. Perhaps if you put the parts together, you will see the truth. Now, let me finish my nap in peace.
Well, Anne, what did you think about that story? Did the blind men learn about elephants? Were they right about elephants?
Well, actually not really.
Why not, do you think?
Well, they seem to be in a big hurry or something. They only learned one little thing and then they thought they knew everything. Are all grown-ups like that?
Well, no, not all grown-ups are like that, but sometimes grown-ups or even kids can be like that.
Well, actually, I don't know. I don't know why didn't they know more about elephants? They should know that I don't just have a rope, and I'm not a snake, and I'm not a magic carpet.
Well, and what quality do you think that those blind men were missing? It's a quality that you have in abundance, actually.
Well, actually, they didn't seem to be very curious, I guess.
I think so, too, right? I mean, they weren't curious enough to keep learning. They learned one thing, and then they stopped and thought that one little thing was part of the whole thing.
Well, actually, there's a lot to know about elephants when you think about it. Actually, I don't know everything about elephants, and I've been hanging out with elephants my whole life.
Well, yeah, Anne, that's a really good example, right? I mean, if you don't know everything about elephants, then how could these people know everything about elephants? What do you think would happen next in the story? If we could keep writing the story, what would you have happen next?
Well, actually, I think it might help if the blind men all get together and talk to each other and listen to each other and maybe even go back and look more at the elephant, or feel more, I guess. Feel the elephant more. I mean, here they were with a real elephant, And, I mean, that's more than the kids listening have in the room with them right now. And I bet the kids listening at home know more about elephants than those guys did. So that's what I would say. I would ask the blind men to sit down and talk and then go learn more and sit down and talk to each other. That's the end.
Well, kind of the end, right? Or just the beginning of the next bunch of chapters of the story. It could keep going, right?
Yeah, that would be really good.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to that story, and I hope that they do that. I hope that they take your advice. Well, Anne, we're going to let you kind of go outside and stretch your long legs and things. Would you like to come back next week?
Wow. I would. I would really like to come back next week, actually.
Okay. Well, cool. We can arrange that. What is something that you're extra curious about? What have you been curious about since you came to Vermont? Maybe we can help you figure some things out, you know, in your new environment here.
Well, actually, I've been very curious about the snowflakes.
The snowflakes. Huh. Yeah, I guess we have had some snow here in Vermont over the past couple weeks.
Well, actually, didn't you notice all the days that it was snowing?
Well, I have to admit that, you know, being a grown-up, I've seen a lot of snow, and I couldn't tell you which days snowed and which days didn't. I actually didn't notice it every time.
Well, actually, that's surprising, because it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my whole life. I've never seen white snowflakes before, and the way they fall from every part of the sky, and I tried to catch some on my trunk, and they just melted before I could see what they look like. And I'm just so curious, Amy. Could we learn something about snowflakes next week?
Well, sure. I think that's a good idea. And how about if the kids at home try to do some learning about snowflakes? And well, let me ask you, Anne, how do you suggest, being a curious elephant that you are, how do you suggest that people go about learning things when they're curious?
Well, it's like my great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather used to do it. He was curious about everything he saw, heard, smelt, felt, or tasted. And I thought, when I was a little girl, I would just follow his advice. So that's what I do. And maybe the kids can try that. They can try seeing the snowflakes and hearing them. They make a sound, you know. All kinds of sounds, actually. We can smell them, we can feel them, may even taste them. What do you think, Amy?
Well, yeah, I've tasted snowflakes before. I think that's a great idea. And maybe I can find some books about snowflakes. In fact, now that I think about it, I think there's a famous Vermonter that's connected very closely with snowflakes. Oh, this is so exciting. Anne, I'm off and running. You got me very curious. Well, I'm going to let you get down from the stool now and go stretch your legs. You know how those rambunctious, curious elephants can be, guys. I've got some really fantastic Thanksgiving music to go out with today, because it is Thanksgiving week and we are celebrating food and we are celebrating getting together with friends. And that's really what the blind men and the elephant story is all about, right? Is that if we come together the way elephants like to come together and the way people like to come together, then we can all learn so much more and we can share our curiosity. And I'm so excited that I have someone here in the station today to come together with me at the microphone. So thank you, Anne, for coming. And let's get started with a little Thanksgiving celebration to take out the show. Thank you for joining me, folks.
Dinner for one is never much fun. Dinner alone is a bore. You know you can never have too many friends. There's always room for more.
speak a little bit more. No, you can never have too many friends, and dinner alone is a bore. Dinner for three is so easy, you see. It's as easy can be. Dinner for four, if four walk through your door, is as easy as one, two, and three. Dinner for five, if five should arrive, dinner for five is no chore. No, you can never have too many friends, there's always room for more. Dinner for six, there's no trouble to fix, they can invite a few more. No, you can never have too many friends, and dinner alone is a bore. Dinner for seven, if seven you're having, can really be heaven, I'm sure. Friends, why keep score? Dinner for nine is simply divine. Dinner for nine I adore. Dinner for ten every now and again, and they can invite a few more. Cause dinner alone is a bore.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome
table. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna
sit at the welcome
table. Sit at the welcome table one of these days, one of these days.
I'm gonna feast on milk and
honey.
Oh, yes.
I'm gonna feast on milk and honey one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna
feast on milk and honey.
Feast on milk and honey.
God's children gonna sit together.
Yes. All God's children gonna sit together one of these days. Hallelujah. All God's children gonna
sit together.
All God's children gonna sit together one of these days.
Welcome to
about to begin. There was a knock on the door and said, "Can I come in?" I opened up the door, and what did I see? It was a great big elephant looking at me. I said, "Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in."
"Thank you."
We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. There was a knock on the door, said, "Can I come in?" Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big bear that was looking. I said, "Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. Come on in. There's not room for anybody else. Come on in."
"Thanks a lot."
We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said, "Could I come in?" Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a great big lion that was looking at me. I said, "Whoa, no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. Got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. Come on in, but there's no room, no, no, no." Sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
"Can I come in?"
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a hairy gorilla that was looking at me. I said, "Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. No room for anybody else. I hope nobody comes to that door. No, no, no." We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door said,
"Can I come in?"
Opened up the door, what did I see? It was a big blue whale blowing water at me. I said, "Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. Got enough for me, I guess I got enough for you. There's no room for anybody else. There's no more room, there's no, no, no more room." We were sitting down to eat, just about to begin. Another knock on the door says, "Can I come in?" I opened up the door, and what did I see? It was an itty bitty caterpillar looking at me. I said, "Oh no, what she gonna do? I don't think there's room for you." She said, "Yes, there is. I'm sure there's room." She walked in the door and the house went boom. Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two. I got enough for me, yes, that's true. If I got enough for me, I guess I got enough. Hey, listen. Oh no, what you gonna do? You got enough for one, you got enough for two.
It looks like another fancy dinner by my mother. She serves it to me with a grin. It looks like something our cat dragged in. And she says, "If I want dessert tonight, I better eat it every bite."
Story of a dishwashing man. The dishwashing man, he never saw a dish that he didn't understand. The dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. When the dishwashing man was a dishwashing boy, he dishwashed his way from Wichita to Troy. In the dishwashing days of the great Midwest, the dishwashing boy put some hairs on his chest. At a Hojo's in Tulsa, he refined his craft. But when it comes to getting paid, the dishwasher gets the shaft. So he earned a promotion to a busboy position. After two sorry weeks, he found himself wishing he was a dishwashing man, a dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man, he's a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. So back to the suds, our hero went. To the comforting scent of detergent. But despite his skill, he got no respect. A manager'd walk by in a huff and expect a raid. On dishwashing man, on dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. The dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. Over many a year and many a mess, the dishwasher proved he could dishwash with the best. But all the abuse finally took its toll. It weakened the resolve in the dishwasher's soul. It was out in Kansas City when it all fell through. He loved a young waitress with a nice hairdo. But she broke his heart and it led him to drink. The dishwasher's fortunes went right down the sink. It didn't take long before he lost his job. And without honest work, the dishwasher was just a slob. He lost his pride, a sense of his own worth. Turned his back on the calling for which he'd taken birth. He ate like a pig and he drank like a fish. The dishwasher feared that he'd washed his final dish. But then one day, the good Lord willeth that a pan be soiled with unspeakable filth. An entire kitchen staff tried to get the pan clean. They fought it and they cursed it, but the pan was just as mean. And up spoke an old-timer who said he heard tale of a dishwashing man whose efforts never failed. And that was the dishwashing man, the dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can. So they rushed over to the telephone directory. They got to the M's, looked up man, comma, D. But when they heard his weary voice, they thought he was a loafer. He said, "Don't you worry, boys, I'm coming right over." Well, 2 months later, he finally staggered to the scene with Cheetos on his teeth and bacon in between. He let out a belch, scratched himself and cussed. In the dishwasher's hair were cigarette butts and crust. Now, pot scrubbing Pete, he spoke right up. He said, "We're looking at a man who's all dishwashed up." But the dishwashing man, he just said, "Bend me through. There's scum on that pan, and there's something I can do. 'Cause I'm the dishwashing man, the dishwashing man. I never saw a dish that I didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man. No matter how high the pile he can." Well, he labored and he scrubbed and he gave it all he had. 'Cause he wanted that pan and he wanted it bad. After nearly a week, he finally emerged. But the townsfolk still wondered, should we cheer or sing a dirge? Then pot scrubbing Pete walked back to the dish drain, saw a vanquished pan without a single stain. Well, the cheer rang out through Kansas City that night, but the dishwashing man, he shuns the limelight. So he slipped out the door, passed up his reward, strolled through the parking lot and climbed into his Ford. But on the face of the dishwasher, you couldn't miss the grin. Now the dishwashing man, he's out there dishwashing again. Yeah, he's the dishwashing man, he's the dishwashing man. He never saw a dish that he didn't understand. A dishwashing man is a hard-working man, no matter how high the pile he can.
Welcome back, folks. I hope you enjoyed The Dishwashing Man. That song was back by popular demand. Of course, being thankful for food also means being thankful for dishwashing, and boy, am I ever very thankful for dishwashing. And thank you for joining me today and helping me celebrate insatiable curiosity. We've continued celebrating that theme this week, and you may not have known this about me before today, but I actually have a lot of puppet friends. I have a lot of puppet friends, and it's pretty cool, but I've never actually had a puppet friend on the air with me today, on the air with me before today. Today was the first time, so I was a little bit nervous, and I was a little bit excited, and a lot nervous, to be honest, and I really hope that station management doesn't mind that I invited my new friend here today, but I want to reassure them, of course, that just like her great-great-great-great-how-many-greats grandfather, the elephant's son, who we learned about last week, and the elephant is also a very tidy pachyderm. And so we totally, and so am I. So they don't need to worry about a thing. We're going to have Anne back next week, and we will continue to keep the station clean and tidy and be respectful. So I hope you all have a great week. Thank you for joining me today on Amy's Kid Show. And remember, you are the greatest.
I am an animal, you are an animal, we are all animals, we eat like animals, we sing like animals, we love like animals.
I am an animal,
I am an animal,
you are an animal,
you are an animal.
Insects have some pride, they wear their skeletons outside. They can live anywhere, hot or cold, man, they do not care. With antenna and many eyes, they eat, reproduce, and they die.
Huh. I am an animal,
you are an animal,
you are an animal.
We are all animals,
we are all animals.
We play like animals,
we play like animals,
we dance.